Welcome, welcome. It is the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA. I'm Michael Horn, but the true star of our program is the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, Crisis, Agent X. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, Michael Horn, right?
Thank you. Yes, it's Michael Horn.
Thanks so much,
Glad
Michael
to remember
Horn
this week.
For the introduction. Thanks so much for the introduction, and it's great to be able to welcome all you folks to
A lot to talk about
I'm really so much going on.
You were interviewed before the show.
What's interesting is there's so much going on. You know, suddenly all of a sudden,
baseball.
What's going on here? Kobe's. He's last, out of it.
He's out of it. He's gone.
He's out of it.
It's the end of an era.
And the Dodgers. Their bullpen is really terrible. There's seven games.
They're four and four.
Wait a minute. They're 4-4.
Okay, 500.
They're really bad. And
they had helicopters. Opening day.
The interesting thing is to me when somebody decided instead of fighter jets. For a flyover for right after the
opening day ceremony, yeah.
Yeah, the flyover for opening day of the
So they used jets. They had jets to come over?
What?
Did they have jets? It was helicopters.
Gosh, I got to tell you, they instead of the air jets, they had four helicopters
formation
that looked like the Bell helicopters from 1952. That they had these fly over, and instead of the jets, they had helicopters instead of.
We're going to talk about it. Stay with us here. You're upset. I can tell. You got a lot to talk about.
It's just too much.
Over here, straight ahead.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of the show, as I mentioned. The man with two safeties in one game, the Sultan, as we call him, Sultan of safeties, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, we're going to talk a little football today, opening day, but you were, I noticed the camera crew was here from CBS Television, like about a couple hours before the game. You've been spent. You've been talking issues and topics. And what was going on? Were you interviewed for the local media? Is that correct?
When, today?
Yes, today.
Yes, I did, with a good friend.
Rick Garcia.
He's
in studio.
CBS, he was here with us.
And he's here with us now.
And he's decided to hop in a little bit. Hello, Rick. Good to see you.
Thanks very much for
cranking up the interview for this very interesting interviewing that we had today.
When are we going to be able to see this?
Great question. This we look at this as kind of one of our May sweep stories.
And wait a minute.
You know this, yes. But you're sitting with a treasure here, an L.A. football treasure.
He's an icon.
A Hollywood treasure. I'm a kid who grew up loving the Rams.
Right.
Ate, drank, and slept the Rams. All of my birthday cards to my mom, I always signed Roman Gabriel, number 18. That was my idol. So I was a big fan of Fred's when he was playing.
Fred was number 89.
The point I'm making, and his name wasn't Roman Gabriel.
No.
It was Fred Dreyer. But when Fred and Jack were on the Jack Youngblood and Brooks and Jim Youngblood and all those great players, I mean, I know the older players better than I can tell you about the current players, because as a kid you remember that stuff more. You know?
Hey, so Fred Dreyer, this is, you know, we talk about the issues here on the show, but if we can just talk and dote on you for a second, and I know you get embarrassed about it. I mean, in Los Angeles, when you were with the Rams, that was a true iconic time for football in Los Angeles. And then who was it that ran that team? Was it Georgia? Was there a Georgia involved there? She took the team to St. Louis.
Georgia Frontier?
Yes, is that who it was? And took the team to St. Louis. And as you've said many times on the show, was one of the genius moves marketing-wise, because they went from the number 2 market to, what was it, number 37?
The 23rd.
23rd market?
Yes, 23rd marketplace,
yes,
to St. Louis. And they just completely wiped everything out. And the only thing that happened in the last 21 years the Rams won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did. That was the one thing.
And
but you were in one here.
Everything went downhill after that.
Weren't you in a Super Bowl here in the, what, 69 or something, was it? That there was
Who?
He led our team to its first Super Bowl in 1980.
80, that's right.
80. They were beating the Steelers at halftime. In fact, I was doing a radio show. My buddy wouldn't give me the day off of my shift, so I had to watch the first half from home, and then I had to go and do my radio shift.
Wait a minute.
Even though my favorite team was in the Super Bowl.
You, Rick Garcia, TV icon, were doing radio?
Show,
and it was a sports show.
I was a disc jockey. It was a music show at the time.
You, Rick Garcia, were a disc jockey.
1980, and Fred was leading my favorite team,
and they were ahead
against the mighty Steelers. And then something happened, Fred. Nobody's ever explained
what
that
happened
to me.
In that game against the Steelers.
Well, at the end of three quarters, we were ahead,
right?
19 to, I think, 17.
Something like that.
And then in the fourth quarter, they scored two touchdowns, barely. It went right over our defensive backs. And
the rest is history.
They caught it, and they went in and beat us 31-19.
I think the new athletic director at USC may have caught one of those passes.
Yeah.
Lynn Swann was just named athletic director at USC.
Yeah. And, of course, he's now.
USA? Lynn Swann?
Hayden.
Oh, Pat Hayden.
Pat Hayden.
He was there with the Rams.
He retired.
So once again, the Rams lost out.
And the Trojans hired, wide receiver there, came in and decided he's now going to be the new athletic director.
So what do you feel about football? I mean, since we're talking here, both you gentlemen, Rick, you're in the media, Fred, you with the Rams, and of course in the media with all the years of acting. The Rams don't have a TV or a radio home yet. I mean, what's going on there? Shouldn't they be trying to work that out and getting the place set up where they're going to have, like, the games on radio and television? No one's talked about this. Rick, have you heard anything? Do you know of anybody who's doing?
I know there's a battle for the pregame rights, and I know that our station is one of the ones that is
well, what about the game rights?
Well, game rights, it'll be on Fox because they're
– so Fox has signed
NFC,
them?
Well, they're an NFC team. So.
But don't they have a local – I see what you're
only
saying.
Only for so preseason pregame. Games. Network games, you're on the network. NFC, for
so
example,
you're trying
Fox.
To do
CBS is AFC.
So you're trying to do the pregames on CBS prior to the games on Fox?
That would be a hope, and then as far as radio, I'm sure they're negotiating long and hard. I'm sure people are jumping all over these guys. Don't you think, Fred?
A lot of people don't know.
Seems that way.
You, Fred, you did play-by-play, color commentary for a few years on, was it CBS or NBC?
Can I ask him a question? I didn't ask him in the interview.
Yeah.
Did you actually quit your sportscasting gig at CBS?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Because you weren't getting enough freedom or something, you were
when
not
you were
enjoying
in the booth.
It.
For what now?
In the booth.
Football.
For broadcasting football, right
when
after
you
your
did,
football career.
When you were doing football in your career as a commentator for the NFL, when you were doing the football
game. Oh, you mean working for CBS?
Yeah. No, did you quit?
I worked for CBS Sports. I did, it was about 12 games.
Right.
And after that, I had an opportunity to extend that off and do another 3 years. I had an opportunity. It was offered 3 years.
Right.
For
NFL coverage.
To get the NFL play-by-play, you know.
And so what happened? Why did you not do that?
Well, I decided instead of, becoming a play-by-play or color commentator.
Right.
I decided I'm going to go back to acting school.
What do you think, Mike Purdy? I think he made a good decision.
But wait, you said acting school. Now, you didn't have an acting career at this time,
well,
right?
Well, no. I mean, what I did was I continued to not only work out and get myself squared away, ready to go.
Right.
And I didn't want to go back to being a play-by-play or a color commentator.
But that's a big deal took, Fred.
But I did a great job doing that. I had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, we
and
agree.
I decided not to do they offered a 3-year deal. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. I want to go back, and I want to go back to acting school and become a
I get that. I get it all. But once again, it's like the Fred Dreyer mentality because here's an offer, three-years deal.
Would anybody ever walk away from that?
You walked away from that, and you weren't even an actor yet. I mean, you were studying, but, I mean, you became a great legendary actor, but you just gave it up.
Yes, I did.
You had good instincts.
Yeah, I did. I did because, the fact remains is that at some point in time, at any time, soon as someone like an actor or a head coach or somebody or a quarterback says, I think we want to hire someone to be another play-by-play guy, then I said, well, you know what? I would rather just quit and go do what I think I should be doing and find an opportunity to be an actor and go ahead and do it rather than have to go ahead and sign up for another
But Rick Garcia and I would be taking the 3-year deal. That's all we're saying.
Well, that again.
I mean, they liked you. You were very good, but I mean, it takes a lot of guts to do that.
Right.
So, and then Hunter came shortly thereafter, right? I mean, after you went to acting school and everything,
in 81, I had 12 games in 81. Then I went back to school from 82 and 83, and I did 3 or 4, I did, Cheers.
So you did some.
I did some of those.
Cheers
and I
first
did some acting.
Before Hunter?
Some acting things. And then suddenly I got this job with, went out and got.
Hunter.
The Hunter Show.
Cannell Productions.
That was it.
That was good. Well, good for you. I mean, I think that's good, but I just wanted to bring that up that you walked away from that career to have this going. Now, so the Rams, they don't have be on Fox, as you mentioned, with the NFL. no radio rights yet. I would think, have you been invited to anything, Fred, yet that is going to bring football back? It's just a few months away. I mean, maybe you could be somewhere in a pregame show on radio or something. Would be
good. For what now?
For the Rams. I think you should come back and be a commentator or something now. I think you would be ready to go now.
Oh, I wouldn't want to do that.
Okay.
No,
go
I didn't
back
want
to acting
that.
School. Okay, no, I got that. You. Okay.
He's right. Kind of busy. I don't know if you know that, but he's a pretty busy guy.
All right. When we come back, I want to talk a little, get your opinions on the opening baseball season, if we can, because there's a new season going. There's a lot of things happening. Not only here, we do the show from Hollywood, California, but nationally, and we'll get some comments on that. It's the Sports Show. You can follow Fred, by the way, on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred_Dreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Welcome back to the Sports Show, CRN Digital Talk Radio Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The Sultan, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Played with the New York Giants, played with the Rams. Then that great acting career, now joining us right here at the studio, doing radio for you each and every week. So, Fred, baseball season's underway. Have you watched any games at all? Have you watched anything start out here for you as the season gets underway? The Dodgers season opener you mentioned at the beginning of the show. And apparently you like the season so far. There's a lot of people on the DL list. You're a big fan of that, I know.
You know how many people are on the DL? They're on injured reserve list. You've got 12 guys.
For the Dodgers, right?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 people here. You know, how many people are, was it 23, 24 people?
On the roster.
On the roster? Well, 10 are now on the DL.
You got Brett Anderson, who's on the 60-day DL. You got, he's a pitcher. Michael Bolsinger, a pitcher. You got one of your personal favorites, Carl Crawford, seems to go on and off the DL list a lot.
Man.
What's wrong?
Man, oh, man, oh, man. What?
Disabled list.
15. Yeah. What's wrong with him?
He's got lower back pain. Yeah.
He's got lower back pain.
Yeah.
But
this happens a lot.
I don't know what to say. You know, you've got so many people who have two or three weeks, and they go out, and then next thing you know, they're on the DL.
That's right.
I mean, I don't understand how. I mean, you got Ryu and you Josh Raven, you got Van Slyke. You go,
Andre Ethier broke his foot. Now he's got a fracture, so we understand that. But yeah. Brandon McCarthy, you mentioned another pitcher. They got the Brett Anderson, Michael Bolsinger, Brandon McCarthy. There's three pitchers right there, along with Francis McCarthy. That's also Armantas on the team. Josh Raven and Ryu is still on the disabled list. So that's a starting pitching staff in itself right there. But you get these Carl Crawford and Van Slyke, and the whole team has just been taken down. And then it's tough. And you have said many times you think the players, and I would tend to agree with you, do not come to camp in spring training in shape or ready to go.
Well, there's absolutely any doubt in my mind that everybody after the season is finished, they just don't. They do nothing, and then they show up and they do up in February, and they say, "Well, okay, now we're going to go out and work, and we're going to run, we're going to take some infield, we're going to race we're going to have
little fungal flies,
all of these guys who are now going to have all of
the injuries.
All these people who are going to have all of the people show up, and they have all of these things. The games are never enough to find anybody who is I don't know. You know, I'm not.
Look, you get upset. You've talked to us before. I'm telling you right now. You've gotten upset before. You said that when you were in training camp, when you started in 1969, you were ready to go. You worked out. You're ready to go. When I went to spring training one time, I saw baseball players playing with electronic go-karts in the outfield, running things around. They don't do the exercises, the sliding, all the different things they used to do to get ready. And it's not just the Dodgers. It's every team. Football, did you guys come to camp ready to play? Were you ready? Were you prepped?
Well, I know one thing.
You're upset about this. I'm telling you right now.
You're
talking about 4 acres of training camp, but I mean, you've talked in the past about the teams getting together and practicing, working out, and being prepared and ready to play. So, I mean, this is not happening in baseball. You wouldn't have people on a 15 or 10 or 15 guys off on a DL list if they were ready and prepped and ready to go.
Well, nobody is. Nobody is ready to I don't know. You know, I don't know
You've kind of lost it on this show.
I've really lost your place on this show.
Out of all of them. You've really lost your place here today.
Yeah, I've lost it, Miles, today.
Yeah, well, and I'm just saying that you look at the injury report, and there's 15 guys or 10 guys on the DL list. A team goes to play. They sign these guys. They have to have backup. There's a story out today where the Dodgers had a starter here, Montaez or whatever, this guy that the baseball player for opening day, and they say it's a smart thing that the Dodgers sign him because they don't have Maeda. That's the guy. Kenta Maeda, the Dodgers put this guy. They made a good deal signing him because they had nobody left to go ahead and pitch, and this guy pitched Tuesday in the Dodgers' home opener. Dodgers are ahead 1-0. They end up losing that game, I think 4-2 or something, but he had a 1-0 lead going into like the 7th or 8th inning, and he was ready to go, ready to pitch, and it's a good thing because they're starting pitching is they signed about 8 pitchers and about 4 of them are on the DL list. And so that's a problem, I find, is a huge problem. Now, what's going on in your backyard? You've been talking to your usually you get out there in your yard, you talk to your dog, neighbor's dog. Anything going on back there? Have you had any thoughts or talks when you talk to Frank, who's now known as Vinny the dog? In the backyard there, usually have some meetings there with him, and his name, I think, was Frank, and then we found out that he was actually, the real name was Vin.
No.
Yeah, so you no talks on him with them this week at all?
No. Yeah. Everything's
relaxed? You're working out there in the yard? Things going?
Everything's fine. Everybody seems to be okay, you know. Yeah. Every once in a while he'll say, hi, how you doing? And I work on the best we can possibly do what we're doing, but it is what we do.
All right. Just checking out to see what's going on in the homestead. Anyway, the Dodgers for the season opener. This is the last year Vin Scully is going to be at the microphone and play-by-play for the Dodgers this year. And he apparently was honored throughout the first ball for the season opener at Dodger Stadium. That was a touching moment. And you mentioned at the beginning of the game that there was going to be a flyover right after the Star-Spangled Banner. And instead of the Jets coming over to fly, they brought 4 helicopters in, and the helicopters made the Passover.
It took them 15 minutes for them to come over.
So it took 15 minutes
no,
after
waiting.
The Stars.
They were all waiting. They were waiting until, wait a minute, what happened to the 4 jets? Fighter jets.
There were no jets.
They said, well, what are we doing? Well, we're going to have four helicopters, yeah. And everybody's going, okay, wait, and then blah 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 blah, and it finally came. They just said goodbye, see you later, and people were waiting, and it was just, man, I couldn't believe it, you know.
All right, so this, instead, we're talking Dodgers season opener, Star-Spangled Banner plays, it's over. It's supposed to be, you would think, some kind of a jet flyer, but they didn't have jets. Somebody decided to go with helicopters. They weren't there on time. 15 minutes to come in. Now, here's the other part of that. Once the helicopters get there, they start the game, and I understand that Vin Scully did not have enough time to leave the field after throwing out the first pitch and get up and start the play-by-play in his final season. There was like 2 or 3 batters before Vinny got back up in the broadcast booth. Couldn't they have delayed the game a little bit to allow Vin to get back up there and start his play-by-play? I don't know. But that did not happen in the final season, the 67th and final season for Vin Scully to do his play-by-play for the Dodgers. He's on the Sports Vision. So I think that was sad, too. They could have waited for Vin.
Well, they didn't.
I know.
And, you know. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know what you're going to do. You're talking about Vin Scully in the broadcast booth. They had people ready to go over there. He's 67 years that he's been doing it. Don Newcomb started the first opening day in Brooklyn in 1950, and he was there as the there with the Vin Scully here. Don Newcomb still with the Dodgers, and it's good. Dodgers unfortunately lost that season opener 4-2, and that was their home opener, and spoiled it for Vin's final season. So it's too bad, but it's baseball. What can you say? Now, I also, in one of the games they had here, and I wanted to chat with you about this too, there was a no-hit game going on in San Francisco. They were the first week of the season, and the Dodgers are playing the Giants, and they got this young new player, and he's got a no-hitter going. When we come back, let's chat a little bit about this as to what you would do if you were a manager of a baseball team where a guy's throwing a no-hitter, and you also have to think about modern-day baseball and the pitch count. There is a dilemma, and we will get to that here as we continue straight ahead. Don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. You can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred_Dreyer. And he will tweet out to you and talk to you about a lot of different things. Stay with us here on the Sports Show. Straight ahead, we continue.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Federal tax fraud is set to $21 billion by 2016. Up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
Back to the Sports Show, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, Sultan of Safeties.
Thank
two
you.
Safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end. Okay, so Fred, I got to ask you about this, because this happened in a game I was watching, the Dodgers-Giants, big rivalry. They got a young pitcher out there on the mound for the Dodgers. It gets into the seventh inning or so, maybe even the beginning of the eighth, I can't recall. And the kid has a no-hitter going. Now, I'll set the stage for our audience because this guy had come back from arm surgery. Supposedly, he wasn't supposed to throw more than 100 pitches in the game because they want to watch his arm. But he also has a no-hitter. So the manager comes out after he walks the guy and pulls him out of the game in the middle of a no-hitter. Now, Fred Dreyer, if you were pitching and you pitched for in college, you hurt your arm, you did everything. If you had a no-hitter going, would you have been ticked off to be pulled out of the game if you had a no-hitter going?
Well, no, because you have to understand something.
What?
This kid told the team that he was tired.
Okay.
He already said, look, I'm pretty well done. There's no way that I should be going ahead. And they said, that's fine, great. It's 7 1/3 innings, I believe it was.
Yeah, seven. He's in the eighth. So let me just ask you this question.
Yeah, so,
the pitch count. Wait. Let me just ask you a question and just answer this. Would it have killed his arm to allow him to throw one or two more pitches and maybe the guy gets a hit or maybe hits into a double play and he's out of the inning? Would that have killed it if you saw 100 pitches and he ends up throwing a complete game victory with 120 pitches? Is that really going to make a difference? Yeah, I know the guy said he's tired. He said that afterwards to kind of back up his manager. But don't you think deep down in his soul he wanted to try to go for a no-hitter?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think he was very happy with it. And
no, I don't agree.
Well, look, I would love for the guy to be able to say, hey, look, you know, I want you, don't whatever you do, don't let me screw this thing up. I want to do as much as I possibly can to play to
complete the game. We had the no hitter, yes. But I mean, if he's tired, I get it. But it's like, I don't know. How is that modern day baseball? Do the pitchers now, because they watch everybody else pitch five innings, are they all tired after five innings? Why do I want to even have a starting pitching staff? Why don't I get a guy that pitches the first inning, and then a guy that pitches the second inning, and then a guy pitches the third inning, and then the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth? And why don't we do that? And then have one guy that's just a backup, and he comes in, I can't make it through my inning. You got to come in and help me. It's getting ridiculous.
Well, remember, he complained. They asked him, how you doing? He goes, I'm tired. I'm worn out.
Okay, I'll buy that.
And that's what he did. That's what he did.
You and Rick Garcia said the same thing when we talked to you. I'm not with you on this.
Well,
I'm for the grits of baseball. I want to see a no-hitter.
What are you going to do?
Are you going to tell him just let the guy go a couple of things? I'll tell you what. Tommy Lasorda would have let the guy stay in there. We're good, Tommy. Yes, he would have.
Well, I mean, look, the guy was hurt. The guy needed to get out. He needed to go back and relax, and he had to make sure that he was going to be okay. He was also making sure that he was having the team allow him to go as far as he possibly could, they did that. Now that he's sat down and they got out of it just fine, and they won the game.
Same thing Carl Crawford's doing when he's on the DL for 15 days. He's waiting for his back to get back in shape. Oh, you don't like that one?
Never mind.
I don't want to start you again. Okay.
None of these people.
Let's get to our mailbag.
None of these people are this crazy.
Okay, so we got Gail Morgan, who sent us a note. She said she heard your story about you going to when you signed up you're in the NFL and you started out for the New York Giants, and you met with the guy who was in the greeting area where you walk into the stadium, and you saw Babe Ruth's stool. And you sat in Babe Ruth's stool. That's a great story you told. And he says, okay, the Babe's chair story gives a whole new meaning to saying cheek to cheek, because you allowed your rear end to sit where the Babe had sat on that chair. Gail Morgan, love that story.
What?
Well, she did. It was a good story. We'll replay it here one day on the show.
That was a beautiful story.
What was the guy's name that was there that had the yoo-hoos and was handling
Jimmy?
Little Jimmy. When
Jimmy
he
was about 100 years old, you know.
When you were there, he was 100 years old.
Yeah, I mean, he was.
He was there during the bay.
Yeah, 1969, Jimmy was like about 90 years old, 80 years old.
And there was a stool there that he, and you found out it was the Babe Ruth stool that he would sit there and talk to Jimmy.
And he said, yeah, he kept telling us, Jimmy, this is Babe Ruth, and this is where he sat. And I said, you mean to tell me this is exactly where he sat?
Yeah.
I said, could I sit down and take a peek at this? He says, yeah, sure, go ahead. And I sat down there, and man, it was, I said, what about the sitting down here? This is exactly where he sat.
Where Babe
and
sat.
This is where he sat. And he says, I said, can I sit down there? He says, yes, you can. So I sat down, and sure enough, I said, wow, this is really amazing.
And so your rear end sat with Babe's rear end.
Yeah. And so he says, I said, this is really amazing. I said, you know, I can feel this is exactly where he actually.
You felt the Babe's vibrations?
Wait
a minute. You're sitting on the chair, and you told 100-year-old Jimmy
that you felt the
Babe's vibrations.
This is it.
I think it was probably those onions you had. This is Babe. Thank you.
I said, this guy really did it.
All right, Peter Gibson says, great show on radio. Keep up the good work. Fred, he's listening to you. He says, here's a guy, Rudy Solario, says, the real Fred Dreyer. Mr. Fred Dreyer, you're the reason why I'm no longer a Ram fan. The way they treated you, the day you were no longer a Ram player, I was no longer a Ram fan. You will always be the best Ram player to me. Stay strong, safe. God bless.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, just to recall that story on a past show, I recall,
very good.
When you left the Rams, they just released you, right? Yeah, they said that way they didn't want you back, and you walked out, and the press was there. And what was your statement to the press? A lot of people have farewell statements, and as I recall, you walked out, and did you just say, see you later?
Well, that was it. I just said, hey, look, you know, this is, I could not wait.
Did you just look by and see you later?
Well, I walked out, had all my stuff, and Todd Hewitt was there. He just, I really hate to see you go. I said, I'll talk to you later. I'll see you later. But I said, I am getting out of here. I cannot wait. And I got in my van. I put all my stuff inside.
Volkswagen
van? Right. And I drove from Long Beach where I was.
Yeah.
I drove back home, back up into to my good friend John Thomas, and I drove into his
you went to John Thomas'
office,
his office in
Brentwood, and I just said Westwood, and I came in. I just said, I just want you to know that I'm done.
And so, what did your good friend
John
Thomas say?
He says they can't fire you because.
Well, there you go.
You can't fire me.
But usually there's a ceremony when they allow someone to leave after so many great years as you had with the Rams. And the ceremony was you walked by the press and said, see you later.
Well, I did when I left. I just said, I see ya. I said, where are you going? I said, I'm going home.
All right, here's another one. Martha Lee, a lot of women listen to the show, and she says, great discussions and cattails. Fun times as always. I look forward to the show each week. The Sultan of Safeties rules the airwaves. And she was commenting on your story with, I think you had, was it Cody? And then Mommy Cat, your two cats that you had when you told us.
I did.
And so they apparently, Martha's.
Yeah, I also want to thank the people who have followed the show and love these stories about Mommy and Cody Cat. And it's great. I love those cats. I loved them, and everybody else loved them. I had a great time. But, you know, I just needed to get rid of them because
Don't say it that way. Have a better home for them.
Well, I had to get rid of them. I had to get rid of them, because I was moving around and I was kind of settling.
I was leaving
and I was in and out and I couldn't trust people I didn't know to take care of.
Okay, that I'll buy. All right. I just want to make sure you soften it so you don't get letters.
But they were great.
They were great. You love the cats.
They were fantastic. And the people I sold them to, they love them to this very day.
Wait a minute. Stop a minute. You sold them to it. Didn't you just, you
well,
sold,
no, I didn't sell them.
You gave them to
them. I gave them.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
But I gave them. I gave them.
This,
go
this
ahead.
This is a crazy show today. I just want to make sure we're okay. Yeah, now
I gave them. And I gave them
a good home.
I gave them a great home. And
do you ever see them? You ever talk about them?
No, but they call every once in a while. They sent me a photograph.
Good.
And they're just, you know, kind of like looking at me. And so I'm happy that I had a great time with them. They were great. My daughter loved them. When she moved, you know, I had them myself. I had them for 6 years. And now it's time I got moved on a little bit, and I'm glad I did it. And it was better because those people were great lovers of cats, and they
not
did
that
a great,
you weren't
a great job.
Okay,
not that I wasn't, yeah, but I mean, you know,
and you've had animals in your yard too. We'll tell the story of the coyote someday. You've had your place, your yard is kind of like a mecca for wild animals.
I've had the strangest things come about in my backyard.
I'm sure you have. No, I was just talking about
it. You know, I mean, look, when you go outside. And,
you have a workout room out there.
When you go outside at 10 o'clock at night and you shut the lights off and you take a look out the window and you look and you say, well, what is that? And you look over and you say, wait a minute. And there's these two animals looking at me with their.
Coyotes?
They're coyotes? They're kind of like looking at me. And I said, wait a minute. So I opened the door and stepped outside, and they were kind of like right up halfway down the hill.
The bank,
staring
yeah.
at me.
Yeah.
And I looked at him for a little while. I just realized, wait a minute. I don't like the idea of them just kind of like walking around my backyard.
That bothers you with a coyote in your yard?
Well, it doesn't.
Well, if you have cats, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean,
well, it did with the cats.
Your next door
neighbor.
But
I also asked my next door neighbor.
Who has Frank the dog?
You got to be very careful about when Vinny the dog gets in trouble here. I don't want this. I don't want these dogs. This dog next door to you. They also now have a dog. Every once in a while, another dog comes over that they take care of to help play with Vinny the dog. Yeah.
Now, just so we set this record straight, you thought the dog was named Frank, and apparently the next door neighbor corrected you, and that's why you got off to a bad
with
the dog, because Frank was looking at you when you call him Frank, and his name was Vinny.
Yeah, that's correct.
For Vince Lombardi, or Vince the dog, I guess.
It was for Vince Lombardi.
So you and Vince are okay now, right? Have you told Vince that your name is really not Fred, that it's John?
I haven't seen Vince in a while.
So he's perturbed.
I heard him the other day. He's on the other side of the fence.
Which the neighbor's keeping him in so that he doesn't wake you up in the morning, from what I heard last week on the show.
Yeah, that's correct.
Maybe you should knock on the door and ask if Vince can come out and play in the backyard when you're doing your work with the rakes and stuff.
The backyard, he wakes up and he comes over to the fence. I just haven't been in because, you know, it was raining for a little while.
I haven't really paid
attention about going for the last week. I haven't been outside that much.
All right, when we come back, I got a throwback picture for you. You know, we do this show live. It's also on YouTube and Tiki Live, so you can go to crntalk.com and look up the show. But I've got a throwback picture we're going to hold up for you, and we'll post it up on our website at crntalk.com so you can all take a look at it after the show. Straight in here on the Sports Show, I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging
removing the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
This is Larry Elder with the tip to improve your life. Start breathing cleaner air. Pollutants in the air you breathe in your home can cause illness, allergy attacks, breathing problems, and more. Plus, if you have a child, aging adult, or an asthma sufferer in your home, you need the Silent Air Cleaner. We spend over 7 hours a day in our bedrooms, so why not breathe really pure air? Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner today. Get rid of pollen, dust, dust mites, pet dander, mold, spores, and more. Make the air in your home ultra pure with the Silent Night Air Cleaner's new Zeppa filtration system. It is clean air and it's quiet. The Silent Night Air Cleaner. Call now and get your unit today. Call 855-855-4455. That's 855-855-4455. Call right now. 855-855-4455. Take care of the people you love. Take care of yourself. Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner. 855-855-4455.
Final segment here of the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer, and it's a throwback show here today in our final segment. So Scott Johnson, one of your listeners here, sent along a picture, a throwback picture of you, Fred Dreyer. We're going to hold this up. It's if you're listening on radio and you don't have, you're not on the internet at crntalk.com, well, I will post it up at crntalk.com, like in Charlie Robert Nancy, T-A-L-K.com. It's a picture of you, Fred Dreyer, and Fran Tarkington, tell me about this. You guys together, you played together. Was it on the Giants when you first signed
them? Yeah, this was, I played with the Giants for 3 years. And then this, I believe this was, it looked to me to be 1970.
Those are kind of retro
We were very good in 1970. We were 9-5 in 1970. And Tarkington had a great year. And this was our, we were 9-5 out of 14 games. We were 9-5. And
that's not a bad year.
We just put everything together that year.
Did he leave after that season? Did Fran leave?
No, we came back the next year, and the organization just completely fell apart.
Oh boy!
And so that I said, look, I'm out of here. And he told me, he said, look, I'm going back to Minnesota. So if I were you, Fred, I would get the hell out of here. And so both of us told the organization, we're done, see you later. And that's what happened. At the end of the 71 season,
he went to Minnesota,
and I went back to the Rams.
You went to the Rams. All right, that's our show. If you missed anything, check us out on the website at crntalk.com. At crntalk.com, you can email Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
Yes.
And we read your comments as we did here on the show. Thanks to everybody for sending in some memories here. Also, follow Fred on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can also follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred_Dreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
I always thank you so very much for tuning in. We have a great show. I can't wait for you to be here next time, and we will see you next time.